Okay, all right, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
What is up, guys, and welcome to another episode of the Dad's Life Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Flack 2.0. And here in the studio via satellite, I have the three other amazing gentlemen of the podcast. We'll go ahead and get started with introductions. Upstairs, right above me, we got Mr. Crenley. What up, Mr. Crenley?
What's up? How's everybody doing tonight?
Good, good, good. We got a category to me. It's weird how these things get laid out. But we got Njordgod over here in the diagonal corner.
What's going on, party people?
And we also got Sensei John over here, too. I guess this would be my left, his right.
Hey, what up, y'all? We are the Fantastic Four. Let's get it right, Sean.
Oh, my bad. The Fantastic Four. I'm going to come up with something that's... Anyway, we'll talk about that offline. Anyway, welcome. This is actually season five. Welcome to season five of the Dad's Life Podcast. We're going to be starting it. But this is technically like our second season together, which I'm super excited about. If you guys haven't heard, episode 10 of season four was a recap. Go ahead and check that out from last week. We're going to be doing our little change up this week or this season going forward. We're actually going to do it on our Patreon recording after the show. We don't know what it's going to be called yet, but again, thank you for all those patrons for supporting us last season. You're going to be looking out for a little bit different content this season. If you don't know what we're talking about, go ahead and head over to shadowpackwest.com, and there's a link right there at the top. As soon as you get onto the page, to go to our Patreon page, and you can start your patronage for as little as $1 a month. And that'll get you access to a little bit more content from us and kind of seeing the first season was about what's behind the scenes. So thank you for your current patrons. And again, if you are interested in becoming a patron and helping us continue the show, head over there and start your patronage today. Before we get started, we are going to be talking about father figures that aren't our actual fathers. So that'll be the main topic for today. And then we'll kind of hot dog around. It's the first episode of the new season, and we'll see where the conversation takes us. Before we get started, does anybody have any shout-outs they might want to shout out?
Well, it's always shout-out to my Lord and Savior, the man above, our God. Thank you for making this possible. Waking us up this morning and being able to be on this lovely podcast that our brother Sean has so lovely blessed us with.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate you. Crenley, anything you want to shout out before we get started?
The only thing I really got is Njordgod and his family with their trials and tribulations they're going through. Shout out to them. Staying strong.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Njordgod, what you got for us? Shout
out
to you.
I'm shouting out baby Freya, my daughter, because today, the first time in God knows how long, maybe ever, it was all about me today.
that's awesome. That's awesome.
So the wife went with my mom, my sister, my stepdad, and the baby to Memphis. Because it was my sister's birthday this last week, so that's what she wanted to go out there, go to Cheesecake Factory and go around to the mall. Well, my mom sent me an audio recording on the trip back of my daughter just crying, "Daddy, Daddy," and how everybody was just kind of ignoring her because she was being annoying.
But you gotta love that.
I did love that. So I FaceTimed her, right? And then we were sitting in here, right, during baby put down time, and normally our routine is mama does her like goodnight routine and I'm right behind her to do my goodnight routine, but Saturday nights I don't usually do that because I'm here. But she was throwing a fit. We had to postpone starting to record because I had to go do the daddy put down.
Yeah, daddy duties.
Mm-hmm. Just they're give not me just the warm and fuzzies.
Okay, cool. Okay, before we get started, let's see here. Who's going to be doing it today? Njord, what do we got to do first before we get started to our main topic?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, come one, come all. Today, we've got to keep up with what is in your up.
I love so, that.
Mr. Sensei John, what is in your cup?
Well, thank you for asking, Nord God. Today I got a lovely mix. This is crazy because somebody was just talking about these at the JOB. And yeah, this is my mixer tonight. So, you know, I'm still drinking on the same thing. Ain't nothing changed. Tommy Chang say what? Same thing. Same thing. That's what we say at Domino's, you know.
Casamigos.
Casamigos, you know. We're going to do the same thing. Oh, but my mixer tonight, you know, a little apple flavoring. I don't even know how to say this. Y'all go ahead and take a look.
What is that, Guaritos? You know what I mean?
It's Cedro Mundet.
Yeah. Little apple flavor, sparkling apple.
Okay. Are you getting classy tonight? Good. Sparkling.
Hey, glass bottle. I had to go get a whole little maneuver over here. You know what I mean?
Dude, my sandals have one of those in them.
Right, I'm going to say, you got to stay. My wallet has a bottle opener on it. So
yeah, my keys got one on it, but shit, I ain't got them up here. So this is what I'm working with. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's me today, man. You know, keeping it simple, keeping it classic, keeping it real.
All right, all right, all right. Little Matthew McConaughey there for you. Mr. Sean Flack, what is in your cup?
What is in my cup? You know, it's the black can today, right? But the black can is just zero sugar cherry Pepsi. That's what I'm drinking on tonight. Wild cherry. So it's just not no regular. Zero
it's
sugar.
The wild, wild west.
Zero sugar.
Hey, does it really, really like taste unsweetened? Or
no,
give us a little.
No, I mean, you know, I drink diet drinks, so like, you know, I know it doesn't taste like the regular kind, because the regular kind, you know, it has a, but this, I gotten so used to it, I couldn't even tell you the difference.
Regular kind got a little bite to it.
Oh, yeah. Make you burp and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Bad business.
All right. Let's go to the next, Mr. Crinley. What is in your cup?
Same name, different flavor. I got the Voodoo Ranger. Tropical Force. Yeah.
I thought I said Tropic Force. Thunder for a second.
No.
Yeah. What's that? What is that little like? Looks like a shark, or I don't know. What is that on
it's
top?
It's a skeleton
of?
Wearing like a. Yeah, it looks like a shark, I guess. The helmet does.
Oh, okay.
No, but, did he?
Yeah, it's his helmet. It's a skeleton wearing like an old fighter jet helmet.
Nice.
All right. What is it? Well, come on, give us a sample of amuse our imaginations. What flavor? You know, Tropical Thunder, but what is that? No,
it's Tropic.
It's an IPA.
It's not Tropic Thunder.
Tropical Thunder. Tropical Tropic Force.
What
it's
is
like?
The
I got the fruit
like?
Force. It's
oh, did he? What does the end taste like?
Sweat and tears. Sweat and tears. I mean, it's got like a fruity aftertaste, but it's good.
Okay.
Fruity. It's an IPA fruity. For sure.
Very nice. Oh. Very nice.
Okay.
Last season, ladies and gentlemen, we were running a promotion on if you could guess in the comments what Sensei John's drink was, we would shout you out live on stream. We'd have a stream recording, whatever you want to call it.
I have an update on that last one, but go ahead.
Okay. And no one got it, but we mentioned that we were going to do that for me this season. So I'm not going to reveal what is usually in my cup. If you want to know what is in my cup, go watch most of last season. If not all, shoot, just do them all.
Yes, do them all.
But today, no Diddy.
oh, God.
Yeah.
But today... I've got pineapple coconut bubbly.
That looks delicious. What is that, Target? That's Target, right? Bubbly?
No,
is that the
bubbly.
Brand? Yeah. You get it from Target.
Bubbly is like a name brand. Yeah. You can get it at Walmart, Target, anywhere.
Oh, I thought it was a Target only thing. No, I like
it's
bubbly.
It's not Target. It's not
we
Target.
Pretty much...
It's Target.
Target.
Here we go.
I thought we were the only family that did that.
Oh, welcome to the club.
Right.
But yes, so again, normally I do have some kind of alcohol, liquor, in my cup, but not tonight. But if you guess what is usually my liquor, I will shout you out with a cool voice. We will put you in the credits, whatever we got to do to get you guys drawn in. So with that, Mr. Sean Flack said he had an update.
Yeah, I had an update. Actually, my wife, she commented on, I want to say, episode number 7 about what was in the cup. So she just picked the episode, and then she put like a Casamigos boom, we're done, or something like that. So we got to give her a good shout out.
Okay, wifey, right on, Mel.
All right, what is wifey's stage name or whatever?
We're going to call it the Moody Mermaid. The Moody Mermaid.
All right. I like that.
So in
episode 7 of season 4, the Moody Mermaid came through our comments and guessed correctly, Sensei John's drink. Shout out to you, Moody Mermaid.
Go ahead and give her the horn. She's a Taurus, too. That was excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, cool. So again, this season, guys, we're going to be going with what is in Njordgod's cup. If you're interested, again, like you said, a good idea is just to check all the episodes out. Leave comments, let us know what you think. And of course, if you do guess what is in his cup, we're going to give you that good old shout out right here live on stream. Okay, so without further ado.
Hey, the Moody Mermaid is a dope. That's a dope name, and she dope. You know why? Because I'm a Taurus, too. So shout out to her.
Okay. So let's get started. Again, this was something that on the podcast we always want to go back to. Excuse me. Dads and our dads, and talking about people that meant something to us, and so this one was a topic that was early on suggested, but again, want to kind of get back into it for season number 5. And today's topic, we're going to be talking about father figures that we're not our actual fathers, and it could be anybody. So as you guys hear and listen to our stories, I guys want you to think about who was that person in your life, if you had one. And it could be, you know, in some of the cases where I live, it sometimes is mom. So don't be, you know, embarrassed or, you know, think that that's an indifferent kind of connotation to look at that. But, you know, if they're, hey, you know, Diddy, bro. I'm sorry. I might have to edit that out. I might not. But again,
I started slipping. Sorry.
So again, as you
yes,
hear,
he did.
Who we you know, who we bring to the episode, and kind of, you know, who is that person in your life? Go ahead and leave comments in the description or in the comment section below about you know, who was your father figure that wasn't your father. So I know I brought this one up. I probably want to go last on this one, if you guys want to kind of take it away, and we'll again see where we
hey, why you get to go last?
I might have to take up most of the show, you know what I'm saying? It just depend on how fast or how long y'all talk.
Okay. All right, who's gonna go first?
Oh, you know what? Crin Dog should always go first from here on out.
All right, because I'm probably gonna take the least amount of time anyway. So.
I don't know. I might have you beat, dog. I don't know.
All right, Crin, what you got for us?
I was thinking about it, and at first, I was thinking, of course, my grandfather, my father's father. Because, I mean, looking back through, like, my dad was just like him, and I'm just like both of them. But I got to think about it more, and I was thinking about my stepmother's father and how much inspiration I kind of got from him. More so as a father and a husband than, like, anything else, honestly. Because that's really the only part of him I ever got to see. Like, whenever my dad and stepmother first got married, it was like he wasn't really there much. He worked second shift, so I was mostly there from like after school till my parents picked me up at night. And eventually he retired, and then he was home more often, and I got to see him. And because him and my grandmother were married for like, you know the old how the old folks were. They were married for life. They was ages. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they were true to each other to the end. Like, they just had, they, it was the perfect, I guess, the portrait marriage or whatever, you know. Like, their lives weren't always perfect, but, you know, they did the best that they could for each other and their family. And I saw that a lot in the way he acted, not just towards them, but about himself, you know. And, all right, so one of the things I remember, that obviously you could tell by looking at me, I didn't pick up this trait from him, but he was telling me how he always, and it's, he adapted this from being in the Army, and he carried it on after that too, but it's like whenever he would go from point A to point B, like at home, you know, doing work around the house and stuff, he would run. Wherever he, whatever he was doing, if he was going from one place to another, he would run. Just because it was faster, and you know, get there, and then you do it. He was all about just getting it done. And obviously, I didn't pick up that trait either. So, but he was an inspiration nonetheless.
Okay. All right.
That was my father figure.
Okay.
So let me ask you one question.
Yes, sir.
That was like one of the fondest memories that you have of him.
I mean, just that and just stuff I learned from him because he was real handy with his hands. Like they like to build stuff. Like they were growing up, they were farmers. That was what they did. Like they had a farm. That's how they made their living. You know, they got up in the morning, milked the cows, and all that before going to school, and they kind of instilled a lot of those ideas on me. But like, you know, obviously things were different when I was younger and growing up with them than it was when they were young. But a lot of the ideas, the ways of thinking that they used in those times, they kind of passed on through me.
Okay.
Very nice.
That's good. Hey, you ever did any picking of the peas or anything else like that with him?
I never really did any of the gardening stuff with him. For me, it was mostly cutting grass because they had a huge yard with a bunch of trees and hey, did blackberries. You like a... I did blackberries.
Okay. When you had to pick those from
the bush
or whatever. Yeah. So did you ever, like? How the hell did you like? If they had so much freaking, how did you use a lawnmower? Were you sitting on it? Were you behind it?
They had a riding mower because, I mean, they were one of those, like, they were good with their money. Like, they didn't buy anything they didn't need, but they had money for what they did need, you know? So they had the riding mower.
Yeah, they're riding mower, huh? Yeah, I always wanted to sit on. I always wanted enough land to be able to, sit on one of those. I could do that in my backyard. I'd be done in two swipes.
Man, it was called a Bolens, and every time you would turn it off, when you were done, it would pow! Never failed.
Shoot. Backfire.
Pow, and dig a Bolens.
I'm happy. Yeah, that's what's up.
I'm going to tell you right now, you know, the lawnmower I was using when I was growing up, I was literally pushing that mower. You know what I'm saying? It didn't have no motor or nothing. Like, it was the blade spinning. Yeah. I didn't.
Better hope your yard was flat.
Right. You know, that's how I got down.
That's mean.
I had a little Cadillac, you know, that called my mom used to call it the Cadillac. I didn't have it as bad as you did, Sean. But you know, I started up. And that motherfucker, I had the little handle up butter, so you go clip, and that motherfucker go.
Oh, it was self-propelled. Oh man, you was blessed.
My grandparents had one of those, but I didn't when I was a kid.
You know, Sean,
I had to punch that some bitch. But the blades did turn themselves.
Okay. All right, Papa.
You said the blades did turn themselves?
Apparently, he was talking to you.
I'm talking about yours.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have to push nothing. Oh, yeah, my bad. Yeah. At least they turned themselves.
Yeah, well, I mean, mine did too.
John Flack was out there building muscle while he was mowing lawns.
Right. Man, that's how I was doing it. You know, and then we had to pick up when we had to rake up all the grass afterwards too. So you know.
Oh no, I had a bag, baby.
You see, we didn't have none of that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all was privileged. Okay.
Yeah, a little privileged. A little bit.
I mean, we had the bag, but we had to make sure we put that shit around the plants and around the trees. Like it wasn't just dumping it.
Oh, you reuse it.
Oh yeah, in my grandparents' yard. Yeah, the parts that I would have to push mow. I would have a bag, and I would dump all the dead grass around the plants, flowers, and stuff they had.
You ever had to milk a cow or a goat?
No, they didn't have all that when I was there. That was when they were younger.
What about chickens? Did they have chickens?
No. They had corn for a while. They had a small like vegetable garden when I was with them. But
okay. That's cool, man.
Okay. Okay, who would like to go next?
Your guy. Is your mouth full of chocolate?
Yeah, I was gonna say he's a little he's busy over there.
What's on your plate, Njord?
What's in that Tupperware?
So, I said my family went to a Cheesecake Factory in Memphis. I've got cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, okay. That's what that brown shit is. No.
Oh God, and it's so good too.
I know it is, man. We had a little potluck at the job today, man. Man, we actually this lady made some chocolate cake. It's so delicious.
Oh see, God. I should have came. I shouldn't have.
You should have came. You know what?
I'm gonna tell you right now. The worst day away from the job is always gonna be better than the best day at the job. So
yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sad.
Okay. While Njord fills his mouth,
his gullet.
I guess I'll go next. Okay. I was torn on this question because. You know, I've always been around strong black men. Strong men, period. But I've always been around older men. And I have a few. I got a couple of little stories. Everybody's has like a little place. So, you know, when I was growing up, you know, my dad was always my dad. Boom. My grandfather was always like, let me see, stern, very stoic. So he was a great figure in my life, which was great. Then, you know, I have, what else? Is he muted?
I don't know.
Isn't that confusing?
John, you're throwing us off, dude.
Yeah, he's throwing me off, dog, because he's talking. He got to edit this out.
Well, I'm throwing you off.
Yeah, you are.
You can see. You just sit there like, don't worry about me. Don't worry about me.
Okay, so I have to edit this part out. Sorry.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. My bad. I'm still going to be talking, though, but
no, timestamp it. Do your thing. At least we know you ain't going on a tangent.
Oh yeah, no. Not going on a tangent.
I'm gonna start over. So my grandfather was one of the big factors in my life. He's very stoic, very, you know, really, you know, hard. I remember one time, I'm gonna give you a quick story. I was like 15, so yeah, I was a little older and I was watching cartoons and he was like, when you gonna start watching cartoons? I swear, from that day, I stopped watching cartoons. He just like knew exactly what to ask me. It's funny. But I have a bunch of figures in my life. Let's say just men. Because, you know, I always gravitated towards older people. So my boy... I say my boy, but he was actually like my boss back in the day when I used to work in high school and then a little after high school where I worked at like the Air Force Base. And he actually came to my graduation. He was in the military, you know what I mean? But he was like really cool and really like personable as a boss, you know, as a manager. So it was like really cool to be like, me and him hang out after work, you know, we talk, you know, because he always like took a liking to me and me and my other friend, who is now, I think he lives in Texas. But yeah, we would just sit down and talk. Huh?
Say God bless Texas.
Yeah. God bless them. So, you know, it was really cool because like during, let me see, like during that time when I graduated, my dad was over in Iraq. And he actually, like I said, the guy, I won't mention his name, but he actually just like showed up to my graduation, and he came over, you know, for some fiddles. Is that how you say it? Vittles after the excuse for me, after the
vittles. Yes. Some
vittles. I had to go. vittles after the graduation. So my mom got a chance to meet him, you know, and it was really cool. So he was one figure, and it's always been like different type of male figures in my life that is always kind of like gave me some game, you know what I mean, to go to the next, you know, level, I would say, just to boost my horizon and my knowledge of becoming a young man and a young black man too at that. My dad's friend when my dad was in Iraq as well, you know, but even before then, it was always like him and I, whenever we talked, it was like, you know, he'd give me some different type of game or a different type of understanding in life, especially even when my dad was around. That's where I got that. Wherever you are, that's where it's happening. It don't matter where you at. You know, nobody else is at, but where you are, that's where it's going down. So, shout out to him. He's up there in heaven, looking down upon us. Also, like, it's funny because I would always meet these people, type of people, like, at my jobs. Oh, wait, no, I got another one. My best friend. Shout out to my boy Ron. His dad, we lived up the street from each other. And, one of the things it will always stick with me. One of the things he always said, he said, "Hey, y'all better not fuck up y'all credit." That was one of the things he always used to say to us. He's like, "It take a long time for your credit to come back." You know what I mean? He would give us like different life lessons and different things. A hardworking man. He works for the company across the bay. You know what I mean, Sean? The other one that we not rival, but you right. know.
Yeah, we coincide with each other.
There you go.
Right.
And he was always like, you know, giving us little tidbits, little things. And I think he's going to be retiring here soon. So shout out to him. You know who you are if you watch this Dad's Life podcast. Let me see. For me, it was just like a plethora of people that really like always was in my ear or, you know, because they seen, you know, like the way I carry myself as a young man, as well as the maturity that I had as a young man. So I'll never forget one of my friends who I actually, RIP to him. He's from Richmond. And he was like possibly like 10 years older than me, but he showed me like a different side, like a street side. You know what I mean? Of some different things. It gave me some knowledge about the streets and when I was real young, you know what I mean? Working at this other job I had when I was like 18. And me and him used to, you know, we used to have fun, chill out. You know, we worked at the same place for a while. And he just, you know, had like a soft spot in my heart because we didn't come from the same place, you know, type of family or whatever. But he still introduced me to his family. His family was great. You know what I mean? His sisters and brothers, they was always cool, always like welcoming. But, you know, they was from the streets. So I got a little game in my life to be able to maneuver through these streets, you know, wherever I'm at. You know, I can adapt to anything. But it's just who I am. But, yeah, let me see. Do I got one more? I think that's pretty much it. So me is a plethora of people because I always like to gain knowledge from everywhere else. I don't have any like set figures in my life. It's always who will give me something or who can you know give me some game or some knowledge that I can, you know, pass on to generations, you know, like my kids or be able to you know work in my life. I like to work things, you know. Give me some knowledge, I go check it. I, you know, research the knowledge and I go use the knowledge. That's just me. So, yeah. Shout out to all of them. If I forgot anybody, please don't hold me hostage. But those were significant people in my life. I know I didn't mention any names, but you know who you are. Thank you.
That's a beautiful thing right there. Man, oh, here we go, huh? You know, those are some great people and some great stories and stuff like that. Niord, were you ready to start? You know, okay, all right.
Yeah, whatever.
Take it away, player.
So I've got, since apparently we're doing multiple, I've got two. And I won't go past that, I promise. The first one's going to be my grandfather. I was actually named after him. He was a senior as well as my uncle. He was a junior.
Your grandpa was named Njordgod? That's amazing.
Yeah, he was Njordgod senior. if it weren't for my last name, I'd be the third type deal. But yeah, I mean that man saw so much during his life and had a crud ton of wisdom to kind of pass on. Like you all, you know, my family's military. My grandfather retired from the Navy as a chief, and then he served through Vietnam. After he got out of the military, he was still a civilian contractor with the Navy. And then he became a pastor, which was, if you talk to any of the people that were under his command when he was in the Navy, they never would have thought that in a million years. His nickname used to be Little Hitler. Guys, I'm 5'5" and I was taller than my grandfather. Okay.
Wow.
he was a Little mean Hitler. Cuss
son, right? Of a gun.
Oh man, I there are stories that he would tell me, like, as to why that. So when you're deployed on a ship, you still have to do, like, when you come back from leave, you get a liberty pass from the ship and all that, right? You still have to do inspections on the flight deck. Well, apparently there was this like 6'3" black guy who showed up during inspection one time with an earring during inspection.
That's a big no-no.
My grandfather looked at him and goes, "Listen here, what does military regs say?" And he goes, "I can't have an earring." He said, "All right, don't let me catch it on this deck again, or I'll pull it out." guy goes, okay, cool. About a week and a half later, my grandfather does another inspection, right? And there's the dude with the earring again. My grandfather didn't say one word and just reached up and ripped that earring right out of the ear. Apparently that guy took my grandfather to the captain and was like, you know, kind of crying about it all. And, you know, the captain looks at him and goes, what does military dress code say? Can you have that? No, I can't. Well, get the hell out of my, get the hell off my bridge, you know? And turns to my grandfather and goes, could you not? Right. I mean, and then like to go from that, like my mom used to tell me stories that she never got spanked or whipped or anything like that because he just had a look that made her pee her pants. You know, so from going from that to being a pastor, right? Just a complete 180 change.
I don't know. And, it's love.
Yeah. And the things that I would do growing up, my mom would sit here and be like, are you kidding me? I would have got whipped three sides left of Sunday if I did that. And you're like, oh, he's so cute. My grandfather drove to Virginia during my parents' divorce to pick up my mom and I and drove us both back. I was like 3 years old, so obviously that was not a fun car ride because I know what it's like with a two-year-old. All the way back to San Diego where I was then raised, and he and my grandmother were a big part of my life all the way through. When he turned 50, he had a double bypass open heart surgery. And my mom, we actually cut our pool in half, like the shallow end of our pool in half. And we built an entire two-story like addition that was its own house. I'm talking like three bedroom, full kitchen, laundry room, all of that. That way they can move in and we could keep eyes on my grandfather, you know, but. Growing up, I remember I knew exactly when our nap times were because when Matlock and Murder, She Wrote were off the TV, like, so it would go Murder, She Wrote and then Matlock. And then it was time for nap. Like, that's just how it was. My sister was the same way. We always knew after Matlock, time to go to bed. Oh, and Monk as well.
How old were you when Monk was out? I remember watching that show as like
I know,
almost like an adult. Though.
Yeah,
I'm 33.
Yeah, you like, little baby, baby of the group.
But it's just one of those things, you know. Looking back at it all, when he would watch us, he would take me to the church with him so he could study and or clean up or do all of this, that, and the other, and. Just the life lessons that he would kind of guide me through, you know, being able to see kind of the both sides of, I guess, the world, right? Kind of going from one in the Navy, being mean, seeing how cruel the world can be, to being a pastor and seeing God's love and all of that, you know, being able to see and teach how mean and cruel this world can be and help prepare, you know? They had some of its downsides being a pastor's grandson, though, right? Like, I wrestled throughout high school, and if we had a wrestling match on a Wednesday, guess who couldn't be there for the entire thing? And hope to God that I was able to... My weight class was called up before I had to leave to go to church, you know? Mm-hmm. But eventually, obviously, you know, like all people do, it's guaranteed we're gonna die, you know? And he started taking a turn for the worst. He wasn't able to get up his two-story house anymore, even with a stair lift to get to his bedroom. So we sold our house in California and we moved to Northeast Tennessee. Kind of get him out in the countryside, let him see everything, and he loved it, absolutely loved it. But unfortunately, and when we got to Tennessee, though, is when we were able to start applying for him for VA benefits. And he was awarded a 400% disability from his service because he was a diesel mechanic on the ships, and his ships carried Agent Orange, so he has a lot of that. He had a lot of those issues that's affiliated with it. Soon after we got to Tennessee, he tripped, fell, and he broke his hip. And that was kind of the beginning of the downfall. And then he got better. He was walking around again. He fell out of bed one night and broke his other hip. And from then on out, it was just him in a wheelchair, right? And one of my favorite memories, though, is like the Christmas before he passed. So he passed in May of 2021. I got Christmas recorded that previous Christmas. So December of 2020, I have that recorded and on videos. And just being able to see him light up and have all that was awesome. I can't sit here and think of any of the individual lessons that he taught me, just because everything that he taught me was just so invaluable. I mean, he lived with me for ages, right? So it's just everything. And he's missed. He's greatly missed. My next person, this will be a little bit shorter because she was only involved during my high school years, was my theater teacher. She was awesome. You know, she does theater, so Miss White, she has no problem being named. I know that for a fact. This woman was also my U.S. history teacher, and probably the only reason I graduated high school, if I'm being honest. I was just sitting here talking with my wife, and I was like, yeah, she signed me out of math class all the time, as well as English class. I have no idea. I know for a fact there are projects I never turned in, and somehow I still passed.
Yay.
No clue. But she became an integral part of my family as well. I mean, she became a second, I guess, mom. I even gave her an award for it. World's greatest second mom, you know, and the work ethic that she had, the joy that brought her, you know, creating these productions and helping kids realize and get to be better potentials and all of that is just invaluable. And being able to see that, she also made learning fun, right? I mean, it is easy for me because I'm a U.S. history nerd. I love U.S. history, so I excelled in that class. But like, she would do full on like skits for different things, so like have the kids participate in U.S. history who have nothing to do with theater, like participate in different skits of you know, the Abraham Lincoln's 4-score, you know, address, all of that, have kids dress up as Abraham Lincoln and actually present it. It was a lot of fun. She came to my graduation. She came to the after party for my graduation as well, with my family, like the dinner that you all have, that you hand out the gifts and you ask for the money, and it's awesome. The after party party. I remember we went to Ruby's. We went to Ruby's for that party down on the pier in Huntington Beach. It was awesome. Love that one.
Ruby's.
Yes. And then she's met my daughter when I've flown back to California. She's met my wife. I mean, she's still a part of my life to this day. And just watching everything that she's still doing. She's not at the same school anymore. She went to a different school. But yeah, Miss White, she's awesome and always have a special place in my heart. So shout out to her. Shout out to Gramps.
That's what's up. Okay. Funny, I had a teacher in middle school. Her name was Miss White. She also taught me sign language. That's cool.
Heck yeah.
Shout out to teachers in general, right?
Yeah, they don't make enough, man. Yeah. Pay them teachers. Shit.
I'm telling you. Okay. Well, you know, thank you for sharing those. You know, so for me, there was a I grew up in East Oakland, and I'm not gonna name no names, but they know who they will, because I got a shout out to
them. Oh boy.
You know what I'm saying? And let them know what the good word is. But So my dad, he did body work. He worked on cars in East Oakland. And, you know, he had a place and some of his business associates. I consider them my godfathers. You know, they watched me grow up and stuff like that. You know, the one in particular that comes to my mind, and, you know, he passed away a couple years ago. And, yeah, it's kind of hard to say it without saying any names. So I'm going to try to. But, you know, not only, you know, what brought this to me was he was there for me when I was just becoming a dad. And, you know, my dad, he moved out of state and, you know, I'm trying to sit here and, you know, make it on my own two feet, just have my son. And, you know, as I was growing up, like his business associate worked at a warehouse. When warehousing, they did warehousing logistics. And, you know, this is before I had my son, but, you know, I was looking for a job. I, you know, just got done with, you know, working at McDonald's. And he was like, hey, you know, if you're looking for a job, you know, I could get one for you working at this warehouse. So, you know, I'm, you know, the young OG or whatever, trying to, you know, make ends meet, you know, trying to get up on my own two feet. And so McDonald's was no longer cutting it after high school. So I took on that job and then I went to go work for Walmart. Yeah. But, you know, come to find out that, you know, basically any young man that needed a job, you know, is warehouse work. So it's, you know, forklifts and, you know, slanging boxes. We actually did furniture. We were like a furniture cross dock. People would order furniture or mattresses or whatever, and they would go from some place, and we'd have to move them from truck to unload the truck, load the truck, unload the truck, load the truck. Big furniture. So it was a tough job. We got paid weekly, but it paid way more than the McDonald's job. And so, you know, I was able to, you know, but, you know, he helped everybody. Like, hey, you know, one of the young cousins or something like that, the young brothers from the hood or whatever. Hey, man, if you want to work, it's not easy work, but I can get you work at the warehouse, whatever, whatever. And this was one of my dad's associates and, you know, like one of his business associates. So there was that, like, you know, he just was there when I was just trying to get my feet on the door, you know, get my feet under me. And he'd always been there, no matter what, for me, my sister, you know. And I want to say, I don't know if I want to say there's like some kind of falling out, but, you know, there was like, we hadn't talked in years or whatever. And I just had my son. And I didn't have no car, no nothing. And what they did was they had to use car sales. Like, that's my dad worked on cars, and he was an associate with them. They sold used cars. And we're talking. And, you know, he was, you know, I did everything I could. Like, I borrowed cars, you know, I was on the bus, I was on the train, you know, getting my son around. He was a newborn baby, you know, so I'm just doing what I can with the little jobs that I had. And, you know, I want to say I reached out to him and kind of told him my situation, like, hey, you know, can I get a car from you, whatever. But, you know, again, I'm new dad, not having no money or nothing like that. And we hadn't talked in years, and there was like a falling out. But, you know, I was on the phone. He said, look, he said, you go to the lot. You can pick any car you want. Any car.
Let me get a scraper.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, that's what they were. You know, there wasn't like no BMW, but he was like, any car that I have, you can get. You could come get. You know, obviously signed the contracts. He said, don't worry about no down payment. Don't worry about, you know, just pay what you can every month. And, you know, I was so grateful, you know, I mean, because, again, well, I'm trying to do the right thing, but it's starting to rain and having my newborn son on, you know, the bus and the train. And, you know, like a friend of mine, she had gave me a car seat, but I didn't have no car to put it in. You know what I'm saying? So I was like embarrassed, but, you know, and then, like I said, we had a falling out. And so he was just like, man, don't even trip. Like, that's water under the bridge. You know, whatever car I have on there, just sign up the paperwork, pay what you can pay. And I made sure that I paid every time I got paid, I put a little money on it until I finally paid the car off. What I ended up picking was a 98 Cavalier. You know what I'm saying? 98 Chevy Cavalier. It was a little red car. It had a stick shift. So, you know, it had sat on the lot for a little bit. So I wasn't like, oh, let me get the most expensive car on the lot. You know, and I paid him off. And, you know, every time I'd go there. But I mean, big shout out to him because, you know, when I didn't have it at all, he had been in my life, you know, just, you know, in association with my dad. But, you know, they were always helping people out. They were always, you know, having people. And yeah, I can't thank them enough. And then especially, I didn't know what I was doing with a kid. I just knew I had to continue to do what I was supposed to do. And
take care.
Yeah. And he, you know, he just was like, look, you can have anything on the lot. I don't, you know, it's, I get it. You young, you know what I'm saying? You're trying to do the best thing with your kid. You don't want your kid in the rain and you don't want them on the bus and the train. Come to, you know, and if you pay me, cool. And if you don't, I don't care. You know, that's the feeling I got. Like, he was like, don't even trip. But I made sure my little 200 every month until I got it paid off.
Hey.
And then my other godfather, you know, he had a lot of, you know, he had a lot of game too, but because they both ran the spot together, and I would never get to see the godfather that sold me the car. I always saw the other godfather. And
he ran like 6 and 8.
Right. And so, you know, I'd pay him, you know, so every month I come through, I'd pay, whatever. And then, like, you know, finally I paid it off, and he was like, oh, you made all your payments. And I made sure, like, I can't even show how much gratefulness I have with that. And with that car, I gave it to somebody, you know, because it was damn near given to me, damn near. Right. So, but when I got it paid off, I gave it to a friend that, you know, that needed it. You know, I was like trying to pay it forward. You know what I'm saying? Because I was, you know, got a better job, you know, was able to get more on my feet. But if I didn't have the opportunity to have that vehicle so I could kind of get around where I needed to be, I wouldn't have been able to get the job that I got. And yeah, so that when this came, he was the first person that came to my mind when it came to this. And, you know, I made sure, you know, I got married, you know, me and the wife been together for like 12 years. My wife, I made sure that they came, right? And I want to say they was, you know, like, you know, but it was interesting because, you know, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and post the picture up. I'll try to get it up on post so you guys can see. But my father and both of them, I wanted to make sure they both came, but my two godfathers both came to my wedding. And got a great picture of them. And, you know, they're like, who are these two brothers? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm Asian, Filipino, Chamorro. Yeah. You know, my wife is, you know, she's like white and, you know, white and Japanese. And so, you know, like, who are, you know what I'm saying? Who are these folks?
And hey, who's this black man up in here?
You know, but, yeah, you know, I had to make sure that, you know, and I love them for it. You know, and I'm, as a matter of fact, you know, yeah, like I said, the one he passed away, and, you know, I think after this episode, I need to reach out to my other godfather and tell him, you know, how much I appreciate and how much I love him.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. But I mean, that's, you know, like I said, I felt it like, you know, me being a dad and trying to do the right thing, and they were there for me, both of them, you know, both of them just tried to give me the best advice that they could. And yeah, you know, I couldn't have made some of the moves I did, and without the help, number one, and then of course that whole thing about the whole car thing, yeah, that's why I'm kind of, you know, I'm giving. I like to give because, man, that changed my life.
It did.
Yeah. So
I see it. I feel it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I know. Nah. Your story. That was a good one, dog. Like. Yeah. Man, I, you know, shout out to them, man. They help propel man we see today.
Yeah, man. Like I said, I have, you know, like I said,
Sean is very giving and very loving. Yeah, you know what I mean? Man.
So
Black 2.0, man. Like, comment, and subscribe to that boy channel, man. You know what I mean? That's my karate partner. You know what I mean? Whoop your ass if you see us in the streets. I'm just saying. It's so, a 1-2 combo. Nah.
So
go ahead.
You know, that's basically it. You know, thank you guys for sharing. You know who those people were in your life. I mean, for the listeners, definitely. You know, think about that. You know, who in your life inspired you, other than just your dad. You know,
yeah.
And you know, the teachers. you know, the, you know, our mentors, you know, and again, put that down in the comments below, you know, maybe somebody that, that mentored you, that inspired you to do more. I mean, you know, dads is dads. I get it. But in today's society, you know, we're trying to do the best we can, and some of us can't. And so, you know, for those folks that have stepped up to help mold you or help mold us, shout out to all of them and then whoever they may be. That's all I basically got. That's basically all the time we got left for the recording on this episode. So I just want to make sure. Yeah, I might have to edit this out because I'm kind of lost to where we go from here.
But anybody got any last shout outs today? You know, father figures or anybody got like anything they want to say? Come on, fill us in.
I want to go ahead and shout out these two gentlemen on the bottom here, Mr. Sean Flack and Sensei John, because, you know, me and Njordgod were kind of different coming into being fathers than they were. Like, I want to say we were kind of lucky. I mean, they had the struggle was real down there with those guys, and they persevered, and here they are today.
The struggle was real down here, dog.
Right. So if you go back to the last season and watch the first two episodes, you'll hear all about that.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Mr. Crinley.
We thought we had struggles in our own life, and then we heard their struggles. We're like, oh, shit,
right,
good.
Right.
You motherfucker fucked up, but you know what I mean?
No.
No. I know. That's big, dog. I appreciate that, man. That's Crinley,
I've got one more person real quick, and I'm going to make this quick.
Okay.
Make this quick.
Sean, you're a father figure to me. Hold on.
Come on.
Being real, okay, for the last three, going on 4 years, right, you've been that voice in my head of calm, collect, cool, and navigating a lot of waters, right? And that is what a father figure does, right? You've been there. You helped guide me in different ways when we were running SPG, and you've always been there. I know that I've always been able to call you up if I've been struggling with something, and you would talk to me about it and work through it with me. So yeah, don't sell yourself short on that, and don't take nothing like the wrong way. But like, dude, you've been a father figure to me for the last three going on 4 years. So shout out to you.
2.0, man.
I appreciate you on that. I appreciate you.
Hold on.
Okay, so again, this is going to be the end of this episode here, but we are going to remind you guys that we are doing our Patreon recording after the show. So if you're interested in that, you could check out some of the free episode stuff that we have on our Patreonage page. So shout out to all the patrons. If you are not a patron,
shit's going to be lit.
it's after the party, you know what I mean? Ain't no ditty.
You can head over to shadowpackwest.com. You can head over there and get all of our contact information. Go into the pack tab. All of us are up there with our little mini bios with all of our contact information and contact icons. You can shout us out on X. You can shout us out on Instagram. You know, we're on the different socials, and if you head over there, you'll get all of our contact information there. Also, while you're there, you can sign up for our patronage page. There's a link right there. It'll take you straight to the Patreon, where you can sign up for your patronage. As little as $1 a month. And we want to say thank you for listening to this week's episode, and we'll talk to you guys in the next episode of the Dad's Life Podcast, where you can get your...
Dad life.
It is what it is. I'm just saying, no.
We're never going to get it.
Nah, we're not.